Exclusive: Tulsi Gabbard, Hillary Clinton Foreign Policy Establishment Smears Dissenting Voices. By Charlie Spiering on November 7, 2019. Representative Tulsi Gabbard warned Thursday the foreign policy establishment would continue to smear any dissenting voice challenging their ideology of global control. Gabbard responded to recent attacks from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton against her campaign in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on the Breitbart News Daily Radio Show on Sirius XM Patriot 125. She said, "This message and this warning that's come from Hillary Clinton as well as her proxies and the foreign policy establishment elite in Washington that says if you stand up against them, if you dissent, if you, as I am, are calling for an end to our country's long-held foreign policy of being the world's police, toppling dictators in countries we don't like. If you do that, then your character will be smeared. Just as they are trying to smear my character and undermine my campaign." Gabbard is running in the Democrat primary election for 2020, challenging the foreign policy orthodoxy of regime change wars. She said the foreign policy establishment was bipartisan as both Democrats and Republicans spent $6 trillion in the Middle East since the 9/11 terror attacks and supported regime change wars. "This is the Clinton/Bush legacy of foreign policy of being the world's police, going around toppling dictators we don't like, helping support and prop up the ones that apparently we do," she said, criticizing unnecessary costly wars in the Middle East. If elected president, Gabbard said she would dramatically end foreign engagements overseas, which she argued only weaken the United States. She concluded, "I would go farther, and say maybe for Hillary Clinton it has been very effective, but it's been counterproductive to the interests of our country. It has directly strengthened terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, undermining our national security, not to speak of the toll that it's taken in human lives, both American lives as well as the lives of the people in the countries where we've waged these wars."